The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Lamechas Medalf is discussing the stira in the Mishnah between the Reisha and the Seifa. And the Gemara ends up saying that what is the chil between the Reisha and the Seifa? Arma'ula Reisha Danafla Kashi Arusa. In the Reisha, she was Naifel Yibam when she was Narusa. The Seifa Danafla Kashi Nesuan. The Seifa, she was Naifel Yibam as a Nesua Minha Nesuan. Because Savarula and Ula holds a Zika Sarusa Isa Safika Rusa. The Zika of an Arusa gives her a din of a Safika Rusa. And Zika's Nesua Isa Safik Nesuan. The Zika from Nesuan gives her a din of a Safik Nesua. So in other words, what is her status when she's Naifel Yibam? What is the status of that Zika? Does it have a din of an Nesua or an Arusa? That would depend on what her matzav was before when she was married to the Achames. If she was married to him as an Arusa, so now when she's Naifel Yibam, that Zika will be the Zika of an Arusa. If she was married as a Nesua, if she had full Nesuin, so now that Zika would be the Zika of a Nesua. And the question is, that what does her status now as a Shemes Yavim have to do with her marital status before and when she was married to the Achames? L'chara, right now we have to be done. What is Zika? Is Zika considered Karusa? Is Zika considered Kenesua? But why would it depend on what her matzav was before? Why? Because if before she was only an Arusa, now that means that her Zika should be an Arusa, and if before she was Nesua, it would mean that the Zika is a Nesua. L'chara, Zika is its own Ishus, which is Chal right now, B'Shas Misa. It's a new Zika Savibim. Why would that be telling on what her matzav was before when she was married to the original brother who died? And the lechar from this gemara, can make a raya to gemara like a chakira, very sedus to chakira that achanim have. Rabbi Yosef Engel clears this in the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Ches. How to understand b'chal the musik of Zika? We find this concept of Zika Daraisa. There's a concept of ishus between the yavam and the yavam. Mashal legabe isa yavam milashuk. Another dinim that we find that there's some type of ishus that the Torah is mechadish between the yavam and the yavam even before yibam takes place. They're considered. There's some type of Zika, some type of Ishus on a Daraisa level, which creates an Isser of Yavam Elashuk and other Dinim. So how do we understand that Zika? How do we understand that Ishus? Is it the Pshat that when the brother dies, the Torah is now Mechadosh, a new Ishus between the Yavam and the Yavam? Because there is a Mitzvah Yibam and we want it to turn into Yibam, therefore the Torah created a new Ishus, which creates a Isser of Yavam Elashuk. Or is it Pshat that no, this is not a new Ishus, but this is that old Ishus of Achav HaMeis, that old Ishus that was between the woman and the original brother she was married to, the Torah now transferred to the Yavam and the Yavama. So it's not a new Ishus, but it's that old Ishus that is now Nisraiken and became a Zika, a watered down Ishus between the Yavama and the Yavam. So the Chayr from this Gemara would be a starker raya that this Ishus is not a new Ishus, but it's that old Ishus that you had between the Yavam and the Yavam, and therefore it makes a lot of sense why the status of the Zika now between the Yavam and the Yavam, whether it's Karusik and Nesua, will depend on what the marital status was between the Yavama and Achav HaMeis, if she was an Arusa. So now that would turn into, would transfer into a Zika of an Arusa. If she was a Nesua, then it will transfer to a Zika of a Nesua. But if the Pshat is that it's a new Ishus of the Tars Mechadish, then it's very hard to understand why the getter of this new Zika, whether it's Arusa or Nesua, will depend on her previous status. So it is very much mashma that she, like Yashin's, the Ishus of the Achav HaMeis, and that Ishus now is transferred between the Yavama and the Yavam. Now it's true that Achanim point out that this Sugi over here might not be the exact same gedarim as the regular din zika legabe isuri kurva legabe vam l'shuk. This might be a din more specific to selling the chasam, but al kopanim we do see over here a musuk that there is a inyan that the ishus that now you have, the zika that you have between the arusa, between the yavam and the yavama, is really a taking that same ishus that there was between achav hameis and now transferring it to a new ishus between the yavama and the yavam.